This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. And that is the music of Cole Porter, his song Every Time We Say Goodbye, featured along with many others in the new film Da Lovely, opening nationally tomorrow. I saw it at a preview screening. It doesn't look like anything else I've seen. And when the producer and director, Erwin Winkler, came for an interview, I told him so.
My idea was to do Cole Porter's life as a big stage show, big spectacle that he was looking back at his life on. So he was sitting in the audience, looking at his life and how it unfolded, and the audience would be in that same place.
Now, did it seem risky to you to put out a movie like this? People always talk about, we got to get these young people into the movie theaters, and that's where the audience is, and I don't know that audience has even heard of Cole Porter.
I don't think they have, by the way. I don't think the young, teenage audience knows or cares who Cole Porter is. But I think we have an interesting story, an interesting love story. And I think there are plenty of adults out here who probably listen to this program who also go to the movies.
It is the adults who will remember Cole Porter, the songwriter who created anthems to wit, sophistication, and style in the 30s and 40s especially. Da Lovely is a biography picture that doesn't care about all kinds of normal bio details, where Cole Porter was from, how he got where he did. But boy, does this picture have songs.
You could have a great career, and you should, yes you should. Only one thing stops you, dear, you're too good, way too good. If you want a future, darling, why don't you get a pass? 'Cause that fatal moment's coming at last.
We decided that we would use the songs as a way to tell the story. So we would place a specific song in a specific place in the storytelling so that we didn't need dialogue necessarily to explain a situation or to move a plot point forward, but we would have a song to do that.
Song and story do entwine in this film, and because it is Cole Porter's story, they work without the arch artifice of a lot of modern movie musicals. What was crucial, Erwin Winkler says, was getting permission from the Cole Porter Trust to both use the music and tell the real love story, mostly hidden during his life.
Because he had a very complicated life, a very complicated relationship with his wife. He was gay and yet married to the same woman for 30-odd years. And they said, fine, we'll give you no restrictions at all.
Cole Porter is played by Kevin Kline. Ashley Judd plays the American divorcee, Linda Lee, who meets him in Paris and marries him.
You knew so much about me when we met, Cole. Don't you think I'd heard a thing or two about you?
And you know about... that I have other interests.
You mean men?
Yes, men.
Let's just say you like them more than I do.
She felt that Cole Porter was an incredibly talented man who was not using his talent, was misusing his talent. And I think it was his talent that attracted her and probably kept them together for a long time and a love that grew from that point on.
We settled down as man and wife to solve the riddle called married life. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delightful.
Except for the closing credits song, You're the Top, an original Cole Porter version, all the songs here are performed by contemporary artists. The arranger is a British composer, Steve Endelman.
This is the first time I've arranged anybody else's music other than my own, if you like. I approached it, you know, as a composer, you're constantly reworking your material, thinking about it. Could you have done this? Could you have done that?
Tell me what happens with Begin the Begin. What have you done here?
Well, it's not the version that is most familiar to a lot of people.
Let it sleep like the dead desire only remember when they begin the begin.
in the film now. Cole and Linda are living in New York. He's celebrated, successful, sought after. She loves him and his Broadway triumphs and still wants to give him something that his male lovers cannot.
Here she is. She gets pregnant. She wants a baby, and then she has a miscarriage. And so, you know, Irwin had a very clear idea that he wanted something dark and not up-tempo. And I said, okay, so I changed the key, put it in a minor key, in a dark key. It's much slower, and it's much more of a dark, moody interpretation of the song, as opposed to the version that, you know, a lot of people know.
When they begin. The beginning.
And I think it's a testament actually to how great the song is that you can do something quite radical with it.
As a composer and a musician, can you tell me what it is that Cole Porter is doing in creating these songs that is so clever and so fresh and so original?
I think his lyrics are so witty and brilliant, and they sparkle when joined to the melody line that accompanies them. The songs, the lyrics particularly, come from within. They may be in the context to shows, but they're his personal anthems to certain views that he holds at any given moment.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got a shock when they landed on Plymouth Rock.
It's an odd movie season already, this one. A politically charged documentary won the box office last weekend. DeLovely is as unusual. A love story with no sex scenes, told in song very often, and set in an era that feels like a foreign country. It's so unusual, I can hardly imagine anyone in Hollywood making it. But Irwin Winkler wanted to, and he did. In the American Film Institute list of the 100 greatest films of all time, you're the only producer who's got three of them.
That's correct, yeah. Look, over a long career, we've managed to make a couple of good movies.
And DeLovely? How is DeLovely going to fit in there, do you think?
I think it's... We're now in that stage where we've gotten some really fine critical response. People seem to like the film a lot. I don't know whether... marketing plays that big a role in how the audience will perceive it. Over the weekend, I got a kick because a friend of mine was in a theater on Saturday night and saw our trailer and said, oh, there was a buzz about it. So I don't know how much is people just shining me or how much it's really accurate. But I do know people like yourself have come over to me after a screening and said, I really like the film. I really think it's special. Could you come on my show? So I know that's genuine. So hopefully it'll rank up there with some of the better films that I've done.
Irwin Winkler, thank you for joining us on Day to Day. Congratulations on your new film.
Thank you very much.